Let me tell you, I just want to read out what Michael Mann's response to the initial reporting was. He said, there have been some wildly untruthful claims about the recent dismissal of libel litigation against Tim Pool circulating on social media. Here's our statement. The defendant Pool did not win the case. The court did not find that any of Pool's defenses were valid. The court did not find that any of my claims were not valid. The dismissal involved the alleged exercise of a discretion on the court to dismiss a lawsuit for delay. I have an absolute right of appeal. My lawyers will be reviewing the judgment. We will make a decision within 30 days. The provision in the court's order relating to cost does not mean that I will pay Pool's legal fees. This ruling absolutely does not involve any finding that Pool's allegations were correct in fact or amounted to legitimate comment. In making his application based on delay, Pool effectively told the world he did not want a verdict on the real issues of the lawsuit. So that's his comment. What's your counter comment to that?
Well, the counter comment is that I did want it. He's the one. We had a court time scheduled for February 20th of 2017. We were scheduled to be in court. He canceled it. He delayed it, not me, and so he's the one that's consistently delayed it, and he's had now almost 9 years to produce his evidence, and he hasn't done it. And the court ruling in the dismissal said that he made all sorts of claims and provided no evidence to support his claims. So what he's interpreted there is the complete opposite of the facts.